Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
Whoa, huge show. Thank you so much for downloading. It is action-packed, the podcast today.
It definitely is. You've actually created... You've started your own book club.
Yeah, I even forgot about doing that. That's how big this show was. I did. I started my own book club. That was a bit of fun. I also delivered the best pickup line that you could use ever, all courtesy of my granddad, who joined us to tell us about it as well.
It's unbelievable. And someone else who joined the show, I'm not sure if I'm happy about it, is my housemate. She contacted you because she had some news she wanted to share about me.
Something happened in the middle of the night with Herbs. It's one of the best stories you will hear today. Enjoy it. The Dalai Lama as well, he's in the news.
He's released an album. You wouldn't read about it. Plus, how can we forget Iron Chef?
Herbie is back for a third week in a row. This morning she cooked...
Pancakes!
Pancakes. It was so, so good. There's a whole bunch of other things in the catch-up as well. Like we told you, massive show. Enjoy it. And yeah, leave your thoughts in the comments below.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
You look very, very nervous over there.
I am, because my housemate Dee has contacted you because she wants to share something about me, which I have no idea about.
Probably the best story I will hear for a while and a long time about you. It brings me so much joy to welcome Dee to the show this morning. Dee, tell us what happened.
All right, well, let me start us off. So it was about 4:50 a.m. in the morning. Yep. I'm usually... fast asleep. I don't usually hear the old Herbs in the morning. But this particular morning, I did. So I was resting in bed, and you know when you hear something and you think it's part of your own dream, but it actually then wakes you up and you realise that it's not part of your dream, that it's something else.
It wasn't Herbie singing again in the morning, was it, Dee?
It wasn't that. No, I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot. This is the first time I've ever heard this.
I'm so, what have I done?
You did. The longest fart I have ever heard in my life. And I grew up with a brother and a father, and it was the longest fart. It was like you've held in all the farts from your time in Shepparton and let them go this particular morning, thinking you were safe and that no one could hear you, but you woke me up from a deep sleep.
Mate, you are feral, first of all. Second of all, give us a time span on this one, Dee. Are we going over 10 seconds?
I would say that we're erring on 15.
Wow, Herbie. Is this because you sculled lemon juice on the show yesterday? What happened?
I don't really know, but I know exactly what Dee's talking about. I just didn't think she heard me.
Oh, I heard. And it wasn't because, like, I could tell that you were sitting on the toilet bowl. Sorry.
Yuck.
But the echo down the hallway. Like, I'm not next door to the bathroom. I'm down the hallway. And I heard this fart, and it went long enough for me, as I said, to wake up, realise it wasn't me doing it. It wasn't in my dream. It was actually Nat. And, yeah, to just have a little chuckle to myself at 5 in the morning.
Hey, Dee, guess what?
What?
You weren't the only one that heard it. Apparently there was an earthquake that went off the Richter scale in Marutna. The whole of Marutna woke up to it.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. It honestly went longer than the longest yeah boy ever.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I received some advice over the weekend, which I think many fellas, and ladies, you can use this as well if it applies to you, is the ultimate pickup line that I think everyone can use.
And I reckon a lot of people claim that they have the ultimate pickup line, but they don't.
Now, this one came from my granddad.
Wow.
And I thought it would be rude for me to spoil it and reveal what it is myself. So the man that's been rolling around using it is my granddad, and he joins us on the phone now. Morning, mate.
Morning, Jay.
Now, share with everyone listening what you told me at our family barbecue the other night, because I reckon a lot of people can learn and use this one.
Oh, great. I was being served at Harvey Norman by a young lady that was probably 10 years younger than you are. And when you go to the till to pay, she asked me for my phone number. She said, "Can I have your phone number?" And I said, "I'm awfully sorry, love. I said, but I'm married."
Was Grandma standing next to you?
Grandma was standing there. Said, "Ignore the old fool." but what I said to you was, what you could do was, if she asks you for your phone number, say, give me yours first.
And that's exactly what I attempted to do over the weekend, Grandad. Thank you so much for your call. Herbie, I went to a bar that night after family dinner on Sunday night. And when you walk into bars now, most of them, I think they do the coronavirus check.
So they check your temperature and get your details.
She pointed the gun to my head and they're like, yep, you're good to go. Before you go in, though, we do need your name and your phone number. And so when the girl said to me, oh, can I have your phone number? I said, I'm so sorry, I'm married. Thanks, Grandad, for that one. Now, my cousin Blake was next to me. He just shook his head. He's like, oh, man.
Now, and what was her reaction?
She loved it. I loved it.
Now, and she loved it, but you're still single?
Yeah, that's where it kind of ended. She called the manager. I got kicked out.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Brand new music. This is huge. So I never thought that we would ever be getting an album from this guy, but we are. We are a month away from this album dropping, and that is the Dalai Lama's album.
Now, so he's the head of Buddhism?
He is. He's their number one over there.
And is he a fan of hits and old school?
I believe so. I reckon he is a fan of hits and old school. Now, how this album's actually come about is it was an idea proposed to him years ago from a practicing Buddhist who's from New Zealand, actually. Her name's Janelle. And she's a musician herself, and she brought the idea to the office of His Holiness and said, why don't we make an album fusing music with mantras and chants together? I think it's a great idea.
What sort of song? Is it going to be like this sort of stuff? Because this music is very soothing for the soul.
You might be surprised, actually, because I managed to get some tracks. So she was actually turned down when she suggested this idea, but then, obviously, His Holiness, he's thought about it and he's gone, no, this is a great idea. So no word of a lie, we are receiving an album on his 85th birthday this year, which falls on July 6th, so just under a month away. It has 11 tracks on it. Now, I can't play all tracks for you, but I have been given a sneak peek into three of the tracks that feature on this album.
So this is the Dalai Lama. He's released three of them ahead of it.
He's released three. He's given us a sneak preview to see maybe you want to pre-order ahead of his birthday.
Now, can we sing along? Because I'm guessing, like with Buddhism and, you know, this type of music that you like to do mantras to, it is this sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's ones that you can, I guess, relax to. They can take you to another place.
Which I love doing
when I
meditate.
Ones you like to focus on. And it doesn't necessarily have to be meditate. But I can give you, this is actually track 9 on Dalai Lama's album. Interesting choice.
You're having a laugh.
No, interesting choice. A bit of Pitbull and Kesha. I wouldn't have think that would be his kind of jam.
I mean, I kind of pick him as a Pitbull man, but I didn't see him as a Kesha fan.
Well, yeah. Although, she's really turned a corner in her life, hasn't she?
Well, maybe she was inspired by Buddhism. Who knows?
He must have been in Australia, because track 5 sounds a little too familiar.
Yeah, I get this.
On the beach, this is where you really just sit there and take in everything around you.
I can see him meditating to this.
Yeah. I think he's done well with this album. I'm interested to see what track 1 is, but because track 2 is a beauty. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let. This is it.
Is he a massive fan of The Hills by any chance?
I mean, dare I say, I think so. But there you have it, guys. I never thought we'd have an album. It is coming.
Wow.
It's dropping on the 6th of July, under a month away. You can get your hands on it. That's just 3 of the amazing tracks that will feature on the album.
You know what? According to his music taste, you can count me in as a Buddhist.
Wake up. Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Fire up, because tonight, I feel like it's all we're going to be talking about on the show today. Footy is back.
It's back, baby!
Who've you got, Collingwood or Richmond?
I am backing the Pies tonight. Not my team, but I'm backing them.
Big call. I reckon Richmond by 10. There's one man, though, who's called up on 13, 12, 16. He's a regular of the show. He's very excited to watch the game at the G tonight. It is Mario from Shepparton.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
Mario, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Mario from Shepparton. Are you fired up for the game at the G tonight, mate?
Yeah, mate, are you from me at the G spot tonight?
So, Mario, you're a big AFL fan.
Mate, I love all the footy, eh?
Doesn't matter which size ball, what shape it is?
Yeah, doesn't matter what shape or size ball, mate. Mario likes to kick it, eh?
Yeah, Mario, who are you backing tonight? We've got Richmond Collingwood. Is there a team that you actually do back? We'd actually know this question.
Yeah, mate, I back all the ones who come and get from me, you know what I say?
I see. If I was to pick a team for you, I would have predicted you are a Carlton supporter.
Do luck at the Carlton before that was really bad.
Just quickly, can I ask, you mentioned something about the players coming to you. Is this an exclusive? Have you been, because we know you do like the gym, we do know you like a bit of the old roids. Is there any players out there doing?
Let me just say, when the players come to me, Matt, it's always high tide.
Oh, wow.
Peptide. Peptide. Wow. That's a little Mario joke in my mind.
So, would you know then, Mario, is a lot of players coming out here during the week? Maybe they're training with you?
Yeah, Matt, I train a lot of the players that come to me for strength and conditioning and sustenance and substances, you know what I mean?
So what, they drive up to Shepparton to see you?
Yeah, mate, they drive to me, I drive to them, doesn't matter, it depends on the price.
I see. Now, you would obviously be eating dinner with these blokes. A lot of people get interested in what an elite athlete does consume for dinner. What are they knocking back, Mario?
Pasta and free schooners, mate.
Oh.
Are you? Can you reveal any players' names or teams to us as a little exclusive?
No, mate, I do not reveal names. I do not reveal names to anyone. Mate, half the time I don't even remember their names.
Tonight, who are you backing, Richmond or Collingwood?
Mate, tonight, I could never actually guess Collingwood. I think of Richmond.
How is Dustin Martin, Mario?
I beg your pardon, you say that again, mate?
Dustin Martin, how is he?
Mate, I can't understand your accent, mate.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
It is time for Iron Chef Thursdays.
Now, we've been doing this for a couple of weeks now. The first week, it all kicked off because of a girl that was in quarantine.
Yes.
She ended up cooking some apple crumble on her iron in her hotel room, and you thought, I can do this better.
She can do it. I can do it too. It's the old saying. That's how it goes. And so I gave it a crack, and it worked.
Apple crumble the first week. Last week, we stepped it up for bacon and eggs. Well, we. I always say we.
Yeah, you really include yourself in this when you do play a role, and that role is just eating.
So Herbie cooks it, I eat. It's pretty simple. And you guys can follow it all at the HitGV Instagram. Mm. Herbie is posting everything on our stories.
Now, last week with the bacon and eggs, I knew the bacon would cook. I had a feeling it would. It was the eggs I was unsure about. I didn't flip them, and they did cook, but they were a little, I wouldn't say as incredible, but you thought it was great.
It was so delish.
Mm.
I thought it was one of the best bangers I've ever had in my life.
Now, this week, we threw it out to you guys, GV. We put it on our story at HitGV on Instagram, saying, which meal should Herbie cook? Sausages or pancakes?
Now, I voted for pancakes because that is what I feel like for breakfast. I thought yesterday, you know, you don't often know what you feel like the next day. I reckon I'll feel like pancakes in the morning.
You're still happy with that vote?
Yeah, GV, thank you very much for backing me in.
Yes, they have backed you in a big way. 80% of the GV has said pancakes. Wow. I think because there's a level of difficulty because you've got to flip them. They need to cook both sides.
Oh, good point. And you're doing it on an iron, so it's not like a normal fry pan.
And so if people are wondering, I don't put it straight on the iron. I use one of those like aluminium trays that people might use when they're barbecuing.
Can I ask, like, we had a lot of votes for pancakes. Are you making the pancake mixture yourself, or is it one of those pre-made bottles?
Next question for you. Pre-made bottle, would you like buttermilk pancake or an original?
I'm not going to say you're lazy. I'm not going to point any fingers before you cook because you are cooking me breakfast, but packeted pancakes are lazy, Herbs.
Well, you just said you're not going to say that and then you said it. Sorry.
I mean, like,
rephrase that.
I'm just going
to call you lazy, Herbs.
Let's go. Is that berries on the left? What
no,
is that?
That's just a picture. They've got berries on it. Have you ever had this kid? Who is this guy?
No, my mum makes them for me. What are you talking about?
Original flavour?
Yeah.
Or buttermilk?
Nah, let's go some buttermilk.
Buttermilk, all right.
Feed the boy.
Now, I've got one task for you to do. You are going to take part. Can you be the shaker before?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Very experienced that because my mum used to make me shake as a kid as well.
All right. Well, the kid is back. He'll be shaking the pancakes. If you want to follow us and see how the pancakes go cooking on an iron, just go to our Instagram at HitGV.
Get on there right now. Make sure you give us a follow and keep up to date because it is actually so fascinating to watch Herbie do it. It is very cool. And if you want to do it along at home as well, probably ask your parents or parents do it yourselves. Or kids, I wouldn't recommend doing it.
No.
Cooking on an iron. The Iron Chef is back. We'll reveal the results as we go.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This is really exciting. I'm really, really happy about this. I'm turning a new leaf in my life, Herbs.
Okay.
And I'm excited to share this with the GV. And I'm needing you to get involved. Herbie, you can get involved as well.
Yep.
Everyone listening, because I need all the encouragement I can get here.
Well, you've said all morning that what you're doing has already made you wiser. So I'm intrigued because I've worked with you for the last couple of weeks, and I haven't noticed that, to be honest.
As a kid, I grew up reading a lot of books. Quite a possessive personality. When I start something, I can't stop. Like, I get pretty addicted to things. Books is one of them. I feel like I did. It's kind of like running. I did that much running as a teenager. Like, I was state champion for cross country. Like, I read a lot of books. Everyone Inside Out, I'd read them multiple times.
What was your go-to book as a kid then?
I loved Roald Dahl.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
Loved a Roald Dahl book. Enid Blyton. Yep. I used to love those books as well. However, I think I did that much of it as a kid in early teenage years that now when I'm older, I can't stand reading, and I don't love running either.
Do you think it's because you haven't had a good book in a while?
No, it's because I can't pick up a book.
Okay.
Give me a good book and I can do it. I just need to be motivated and disciplined enough.
To pick it up and open it and get through that first page.
At 30 years old today, I'm making a stance on the radio. I'm starting a book club.
Wow.
I'm picking up the book again.
I like this new side of you.
I'm a new man. I've been speaking.
30's changed you.
It has a lot. I feel like it's going to make me wiser.
Mature as well.
Great talking point as well when you're out with someone. You talk about life. You talk about what movie. Oh, you're watching The Kardashians.
Yes.
Now, say I'm out with a girl. What book are you reading? Oh, I don't read books. Mm. Oh, well, I've got a great one for you. I sound wise.
Do you know what you also sound? Sexy.
Is that sexy to a girl?
I think there's a sexy trait to it because it's intelligent.
Yeah, agree. And I was speaking about that with my cousin Blakey. Now, Blakey and I are very similar. He's my best mate in the world. He's my younger cousin, but we call him brother because he basically lives with my family. He decided to join me in this book club, right?
So you've already, you're really kicking off the book club.
We're starting it right now, and he joins us on the phone now. I've got Blakey on the phone. Blakey, mate, you're member number one.
Oh, mate, it's honestly something I've dreamed about for a long time now. I feel like it's a great idea, and just one that we've discussed a few times now, so I'm very happy it's going ahead.
Shouldn't you have just already been a member? You shouldn't just be member one. You came up with the idea with Josiah. Shouldn't it be you guys are together and then other people are members?
when you know Josiah, that's how things tend to go.
Yeah, so and not to mention you're my younger cousin, my little brother, so everything, even if you do come up with the idea, it's mine anyway. Now, people don't know this, but Blake, you pretty well failed every subject at school. You're in the special English class. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but I'm just showing to people out there that it's pretty cool. Someone like me who hates reading, a guy that failed English many times, and now we're starting a book club. This is a special sort of book club.
It's actually funny because back in the day, I couldn't read real good. Still can't, to be honest.
But I reckon we throw it out to the Goulburn Valley as support. Blakey, as someone that failed English and someone who hates reading, how many people want to get involved with the book club and get involved?
Actually, this afternoon I'll go walking around the streets and hand out some flyers, and we'll see if we can get a crew together.
Blakey, welcome to the book club, mate. You're member number one.
Legend. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Always, Blakey. Herbie, you want to be number two?
Do you know what? I will be number two. I just want to clarify some rules, because normally with a book club, they set aside a book for the, let's give it a month, to read, and then you catch up. Are you doing that? Is everyone reading the same book, or do you just have to read a book?
One book for the next month. However, I need people to call up 13, 12, 16 first. I'm not pushing ahead with the idea unless
we get... You need more members,
to be honest. More members just for a bit of motivation. We've got Blakey.
It's pretty easy to get Blake, who's like your brother, and me. Who I'm paid to basically say yes.
I will point out, I know I was paying him out for failing English and failing school. Blake's now a professional golfer. He's done very well for himself.
See?
So it shows that everything you can do in life can have a good turnout. So 13, 12, 16 is a number. Goulburn Valley, help a couple of brothers out. Get involved with the book club.
Need some more members.
We do have Jez in Maroopna. Mate, you want to be a member in our book club?
Oh, mate, that'd be awesome.
Do you read books already, Jeremy?
Oh, a bit. I need to get into it. No.
What do you do with yourself, Jez?
I'm a PDHPE teacher.
There we go.
Shouldn't you be doing a bit of reading already?
Well, yeah, I like the sciences and anatomy and biology and things like that.
But not a good book, isn't that right?
No.
Do you reckon you'll be able to achieve reading a book within a month?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely put my mind to it. I can do it.
See, I love this. We're all motivated people. Jez, thank you so much for your call. I can confirm... Blake, number one. Herbie's member, number two. You are officially number three.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Two inmates. And when we speak about... Bad boys, bad boys. thieves on the show. Normally we speak about how dumb they are and they make us feel better about ourselves.
Can I just do a shout out to all the inmates that listen to our show? There's a couple of prisons around the GV and they do have the radio on in the morning.
There you go. Well, if they're listening, morning.
Hope we keep you entertained in the lockup, boys and ladies. Yeah. Hopefully see you on the other side.
Now, for you and I, when we've spoke about these stories in the past and we speak about crime, we believe we've watched enough Law and Order to know what to do in a situation. Not that we are committing crime or telling you guys to do so. But then we get some stories and we go, what were they thinking? Like when a guy wore a box over his head, a watermelon over his head, thinking, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, but if you do end up committing a crime, make sure you call 13 12 16 and letting us know.
Now, for these guys, they've escaped from a prison in Rome, which is a pretty good effort. So they're cousins. Their name is David Zakanovic and Lil Armatovic. And
good pronunciation.
Thank you. They broke out of, I'm going to give this one a crack too, Rebibia. Rebibia.
Yep, rolls straight off the tongue.
Rebibia prison. And they scaled a wall using a hose left in the courtyard. Silly, silly guards. Don't leave anything around.
Yeah, but you think there'd be more than a few fences than just one with a hose hanging off the top.
You'd think so. Now, but for these guys, what they've done is just, I just think it's great. And I think that if you are to commit crime, if you do this, it just makes you a good person. Like, it really still puts you in the good bloke category. Because before they escaped, they left a note in their cell explaining they had personal reasons for needing to flee and that they will be back. Bad boys. They're going to return.
Surely not.
They said they were driven by the need to protect their children from a nasty business they'd got themselves into. And they specified that they were the only ones that could make things right because both their wives are actually in prison too. And so at the end of the note, they signed that they will return in about 15 days once everything was sorted.
Charming family where the husband and wife both end up in the lockup. It's interesting. It's almost like leaving a reservation on a car spot. Mm. You leave a note going, hey, I've got this spot. I will be back. Except you're doing it with a jail cell. Big hearts,
exactly.
These blokes.
It's big heart. Now, the men are serving sentences until 2029 for non-violent crime. So it's for fraud and receiving stolen goods. So they're not the worst of crims. What odds are you giving them of returning in 15 days? Because we can update you. We should have an update.
Oh, this will be amazing if they do. And if they do, no doubt their sentences are getting extended past 2029. So, boys, if you are listening, if you happen to have found yourself from Rome all the way back here in the GV on the run, just keep running.
Don't go back.
Don't go back. You're going to spend a lot longer in jail than that. So give us an update. So
give me an update. 15 days. So they escaped around 6 days ago.
Amazing. Oh, okay. So we've got 6 minus 15. I haven't been to school in a while. 9 days from now will be weekend. So Monday week on the show, Goulburn Valley, do not go anywhere.
David and Lil might be back.
Yeah, they could be on the show as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Michael Jordan is the GOAT. If you've seen the Last Dance documentary about his career, there is no doubt if you have a debate about basketballing legends, he is the best of
the best. He's like, hands down the best. I think anyone that debates someone else to be the best, that person they're debating will come out and say, no, Michael Jordan is the best.
Yeah, you get LeBron and all these guys who are on that same level, same mindset. But the fact that Jordan did it time and time again and the mentality he carried, he just knew he was going to be the best.
Unbelievable.
He takes that attitude not just into basketball, into life as well. Obviously, baseball, he nearly cracked it if you've seen the doco. Yeah.
He doubled. It's only 18 months or less. He really only dabbled and people go, yeah, he wasn't in the major league. Yeah, because he was there for, like, not long at all.
But if you watch the documentary, he could have.
Yeah.
Overnight, he's been, this is unbelievable. North Carolina, there's a fishing competition worth $4.8 million.
That's a lot of money for fish.
This is the best fishermen in the world. They all jump on a boat and who can bring in the biggest fish?
Is it like a trophy fish?
Yeah, a couple of million. No, like marlins and all that sort of stuff. Like, I'm talking the biggest fish you can find. There's a boat called Catch 23. They've named it after Michael Jordan, and they've got him on his boat. He's pulled in a reel. Neck minute. A 204-kilogram blue marlin on the end of the line.
People dream of that. People fish their whole lives for that.
Now, he's a big boy. Obviously, he's a basketballer. Mm. The photo, this thing's bigger than him. It is. The guy that can do no wrong. Unfortunately for him, though, he hasn't won the tournament yet. That is, like, huge to any normal human. Yeah. It's actually coming in 6 at the moment, but there is 2 days left. There's footage of him looking at it as they show off his fish, and he's smiling at it, but you can see his competitive itch looking at it, going, I've got 2 days, I'm going
to
win this thing.
I need to go bigger. What kind of rod do you use to get that bad boy in?
A big one. A really, really big one.
You wouldn't know about big rods.
No, I don't have one. I do have a little estuary rod, though, and I'm telling you, that would not bring in a 240.
Doesn't really in anything, to be honest.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Get excited because the time has come. We've been speaking about it all morning. Herbie, the Iron Chef.
Today on the menu is pancakes. I've already tackled apple crumble. I've tackled bacon and eggs. And you guys voted in the pancakes. And you know what? I was worried. I was worried because last week I cooked an egg and that scared me. But I never flipped the egg. I left the egg just cooking. I didn't have to flip it. But a pancake, you have to flip.
Yeah, it's a tough one because you are. So if anyone can't picture it, basically you've got an iron set up upside down and plugged into the wall between two boxes. Is that what you've got
there?
That's
correct.
With a tin foil on top. So usually you cook pancakes on a fry pan, but this one's a bit harder. I don't know how you would have flipped these.
Yeah, well, I put a lot of butter on the bottom. You went for the buttermilk mixture as well. So they should be very sweet because I have been able to make what I believe looks like a pancake, just maybe crepe version. They're very thin.
They kind of look like Pringles chips a little bit too. They're very small.
Very thin, but it's all about the taste, and that's where you come in. You play a big role in the Iron Chef. Now, I have brought you along some maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, pass her over. Thank you.
I know you get a little bit...
Yeah, I have to have sauce.
You're a bit snobby when it comes to what I bring in.
That's a little bit much. I do like a lot of, you know...
You can go as much maple for yourself.
No, but I want to kind of taste the pancake too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now, you're picking up the first one. Is that still warm?
It's my favourite part of radio is where everyone has to listen to me eat and I get to enjoy and no one gets anything but enjoyment out of this besides me. All right, here we go. The first of the pancakes. There's about 10 on here. Thanks for brekkie, by the way.
All right, it's in the gob. They look golden. Have they got the taste of a pancake that you would like to have on your plate for breakfast?
Herbie's done it again.
Oh, yeah! Woo!
Man, that is, no joke, one of the tastiest pancakes I've had.
Is it?
I think because the Iron Chef, right, I can't get in words. I feel like Action Bronson on his show on Vice where he just loves food so much. Mm. It's, okay, I'll describe it. I think because it's so thin, I get the full amount of flavour to it.
Yes.
And because usually you cook a pancake in like a minute, right?
Yeah.
You've been slowly cooking these on an iron.
I mean, I can't go fast, I'll be honest.
So it's almost like a slow roasted pancake. So I've got, there's extra flavour. It's all
a
happening.
A lot of butter.
It's all happening.
It's not good for your hips, that one.
That's all right, I'll go for a run later today. Herbie, another success.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are still heavily affected by COVID-19 across the Goulburn Valley and across the world. And some businesses have been very creative in terms of making everything work for them still. And there's some businesses who have actually done better out of the pandemic. And that, if you look at like supermarkets, they have done better. And for one place, I came across this and thought it was so interesting. So Zoom, you know Zoom, how everyone's been doing their video conferences? It has boosted them as a company to a whole new level.
Well, if you got in before the coronavirus and had shares in them or invested in them just before, you are laughing.
I read this morning and just thought it was so interesting because it is now valued more than a combined market capitalization of 7 of the world's largest airlines. So that includes Southwest Airlines, Delta, United, International Airlines Group, American and Air France. So them together, Zoom is doing better then.
That's ridiculous. I wonder if Zoom's here to stay. Like if I had shares in them and got in at the right time, are you selling now? I think it'll stay on top because a lot of people are going to embrace working from home and doing it. A lot of people are learning going to stay like that. However, it will
slow down.
Slightly though.
I'd say we've hit the peak. And there is now going down if you're looking at it on a scale. Mm. But as you said, I think a lot of companies have seen how we've done things throughout being in isolation and gone, hang on, we can change things around and we can actually go back to it. So I believe it'll still be very relevant.
I don't think you're losing a lot of money if you don't sell now. However, it'll go down slightly. If you do get out, though, now and you invested before, enjoy your millions of dollars.
And look, if you want to give us shares in Zoom,
yeah,
we'll take them off your hands.
Absolutely.
We know how to handle a share or two.
And we will not put our hands in our pockets to help out.
No.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
AFL after a long wait. Many people are very, very excited this morning.
I just think this weekend has just got a great feel about it because footy is returning in my sibling chat with my brothers. It's all they've been speaking about this week, about every game. They're working out their teams. They're putting in their votes of who they think's going to get up and their tips.
I've just done my tips then during Sammy Smith. And I tell you what, tonight, a cracking game to kick off the round. Richmond. A lot of excited Richmond fans. Taking on Collingwood. I've got Richmond by 10.
You reckon Richmond? See, I reckon Collingwood's looking strong this year. I really do. And I don't like Collingwood. I mean, they took us out in
So you're going to tip Collingwood tonight?
I'm tipping Collingwood.
Yeah.
I'm going against Richmond. And because I'm sick of Richmond winning. Honestly, the supporters can just go away.
They could go again
Half
this year.
Half my friends all of a sudden popped up last year, and well, last couple of years, and I was like, I didn't even know you went for AFL, and now they actually support Richmond. Like, where were you?
They've got
you
tiger
only
tats.
Popped up when you started winning. Like, go back to your room and hide again. I don't want them to win again. So I'm going to put in for Collingwood.
Well, let's find out what the GV is thinking this morning.
Exactly. So what we want to do here, give us a call 13 12 16 if you are a Pies fan or even if you are a Richmond fan. Maybe you just support another team and you want to get involved. We're going to ask you who your tip is and the margin. Now, whoever does win we'll get a call from us tomorrow to let them know that you have won an awesome prize.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16 is a number. Who's going to win tonight's game? By how much? Tomorrow on the show, obviously, we'll be able to reveal the results, or you'll know them by tonight. Whoever was closest, we'll fling a prize to.
I should say I'll put in Pies by 15.
Woo! Big one. You're going to get smashed tonight. I genuinely reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah, we're on here.
It doesn't really affect me because it's not my actual name.
It's just good to have footy back. Fire up. But if you do have a tip, 13, 12, 16, get on our list and we will take your details down and have a chat to you. And tomorrow on the show, reveal the results and who won the prize. Brody's in Maroopna. Who do you back in the footy, mate?
Collingwood.
Yes.
Who have you got? I'm guessing you're going to say Collingwood here, mate.
I'm going to say Collingwood by 12 points.
We're pretty all similar right here, Brody. Why do you think the Pies are going to get up tonight?
Oh, just a tragic believer, really.
I've spoken to a few Pie fans over the last week, and they believe that you could actually take out the season.
Yeah, there's always a potential. There's always a chance there.
Higher chance than Saints, I'll tell you that.
Brody, do you have teeth?
I do have teeth. I'm one of a few.
Just making sure, mate.
Yeah, I'm a few teeth.
Well, Brody, we're putting you down for Pies, taking it out by 13 points.
That's it.
Good on you.
12 points.
12, 12, 12.
Perfect. All right.
You're in, Brody.
No, thank you.
Oh, let's go to Margie now. Margie, who are you backing?
Yeah, the Tigers.
Go the Mighty Tigers.
We're going to do it. Sorry, but we're going to do it. By about 10 points, I reckon.
See, it's a close game. Everyone's thinking it's going to be quite close. When do you reckon Tigers will take the lead? Will they have it the whole game, or is it something that will happen in the last couple of minutes?
Oh, maybe the last quarter. Not couple of minutes, last quarter.
I reckon it's going to stay close, but by the third quarter, Richmond, your boys are going to maintain their lead. I put them down by 10 as well, so hopefully that's a little sign on what's to come, Mark.
Yeah, no worries.
Unfortunately, right. Pies are going to win, Mark.
Whatever.
Really hurt me there.
All right, Margie, you're down. Fingers crossed if you are closest, we'll give you a buzz tomorrow and fling you a prize.
No worries.
Good luck to everyone that got involved with that. Tomorrow on the show, we will reveal all the results.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.